We're going to do a program today. Our guest is Arnaud Garon. And Arnaud was raised by two deaf crack addicts and left for dead at age 22. He was devastated in every way, which drove him to find a way to heal himself and to stop replaying the patterns of poverty, starvation, and depression from his childhood. After years of research, hard work, resilience, and prayers, he cracked the code of the human mind and invented the 7 steps to reprogramming yourself. This was the first ever proven method to access the unconscious mind and remove old repeating negative thoughts and behaviors, emotions permanently. The 7 steps was studied by the University of California, Irvine, where they found that 100% of the participants in Arnaud's training said that they released negative emotions permanently and that they could do it on their own after the training. A new study is currently underway on this unique breakthrough method, unlike any other. Arnaud has been a featured speaker on TV, radio, Fortune 500 companies, and major universities. He has a BS in business administration and then 2 years of pre-med. He's a black belt in martial arts, and he holds master's certificates in neuro-linguistic programming, clinical hypnotherapy, timeline dynamics, success coaching, Reiki, and has studied virtually every method of healing emotionally, mentally, and spiritually in the world. According to some experts, Arnaud has a PhD in results. Now, that's who's going to be our guest today. And I get all kinds of inquiries from around the country about new guests. And somehow or the other, I got one that Arnaud had put out, and it really intrigued me. Let me tell you what it was. This author went on 100 first dates in 1 year, and this is what he learned. You could say that every first date is an opportunity to learn something about yourself and what you want in a partner. So imagine how much you could learn if you went on 100 first dates in just 1 year. And that's what this author, speaker, and personal transformation expert did in a quest to learn what women really want and what makes relationships work. And he's going to tell us today what he discovered and the techniques to help you find your perfect match. He will share with us what red flags to look for on a first date, what really impresses women, and how you can make sure you get a second date. And as I told you, he has developed a method of reprogramming yourself, and we'll talk about that also. His latest program is howtoattractyoursoulmate.com. So, it's my pleasure, after having introduced you, to bring on my guest today, Arnaud Garon.
Thank you very much, Wynn. Yeah. Appreciate having you on the show.
That's a long bio, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I do have a much shorter one, but that was great. Thank you for that.
Okay. So, we got lots to talk about, but I want to knock out first. Why did you go on 100 first dates in 1 year?
Throughout my life, whenever I wanted to create a girlfriend, I would get very clear on what I wanted, you know, write out a description, pray for that girl, and I would meet that girl. And never did I ever date. And after being in a long relationship, I realized I had no frame of reference for dating when people talked about it, and I wanted to know what the heck they were talking about. So I decided to date and see what that was going to be like.
Did you think that you might have a tinge of obsessive compulsive personality to go on that many dates in a year?
Actually, I was having a lot of fun going out, and I was mastering online dating, and I got to a place where I could literally go on a date every single day if I wanted to, if I wanted to spend the time and the money. It was just a lot of fun, to be honest.
So, when you went on all these dates, did you try to see if the person that you were dating met your expectations with respect to what you wanted in a long-term relationship?
Absolutely. And I was also really looking at myself to see who I was being and if there were any patterns I needed to let go of, which I did notice some things I needed to work on for myself, as well as, you know, observing what I was seeing in these girls and to see if they were a match for me or not.
Well, it says in your bio that you learned about red flags. Tell us about some red flags that our listeners might need to know about when they're out on the dating circuit.
Well, the first red flag that I saw is I had a habit of looking at a girl and saying, well, she's almost exactly what I want, except for this and this. But, you know, I could fix that. And I began to realize that that was not the right approach. And I think a lot of people might relate and feel, yeah, I feel that same way too. But the reality is you don't need to settle for someone that doesn't fit what you're looking for exactly. So I decided to wait until I met someone that matched exactly what I was looking for, not someone who was really close to what I was looking for. So that was one big red flag.
Well, okay, so that's a red flag on your part. Was there anything in the women that made you say, oh, I'm in the wrong place here. I need to not pursue this any further.
Absolutely. If they showed no interest in me or what I was about, who I am as a person, and they just only talked about themselves the whole time, that was a big red flag. If they had negative things to say about themselves, that's a huge red flag. Let me explain why. The closer that you get to someone, the more they will treat you the way that they treat themselves. And so if someone is mean to themselves in their internal dialogue and they're willing to share that with you at all, that means when you get really close to them, like let's say married to them, they're going to start treating you that same way. And so if you're on a date with someone and they are unkind to themselves, or you catch them being unkind to someone close to them, like a friend or a family member, that's a huge red flag to watch out for.
Those are some good points there. The thing that I kind of really made me laugh was I dated a woman from Charlotte, North Carolina, that I met online back some time ago. And she was beautiful, French-German, and had a little accent. And so I talked to her about her dating habits, and she said, well, I've had over 100 first dates and never a second first date. Much like, somewhat like you. And I thought this was really strange. So I tried to say to myself, well, if I can only get a first date, I'm going to make it the best first date that I possibly could. And I invited her to go with me out of state for a week, 7 days, to attend a college reunion. And during that time, I found out why she only had first dates. And the reason was because she had dementia. And she couldn't remember anything, like the person's name, what kind of job they had, anything. She had to write that down on note cards and stuff them in her pocketbook. And so I found out that, but we had a pretty good time other than that. I had to rescue her when she got lost twice. But so there are reasons for having a lot of first dates, some of them not so great. And I just thought I'd share that with you because I'm not sure that the best thing that one could say about dating is that you try to go for the maximum. It it might be better off if you put the brakes on a little bit and, like you did, wait for the right person to show up. You agree?
Well, I'm glad that that wasn't my reason for going on over 100 first dates. Luckily for me, I had quite a few second and other dates. And that's exactly my point from before, is that you don't have to settle for less than what you want. You can absolutely meet someone that matches what you're looking for. Don't try to fix someone or be okay with someone just the way they are if it's not what you're really looking for. And this is a problem I see with a lot of people, is they have lost their hope and faith that they can really meet the kind of person that they want. And that's part of what my program, How to Attract Your Soulmate, is about, is helping you to work through some of the stuff that's in your way of meeting the person that you really want to be with.
Okay, so yeah, give us an overview of your program.
Well, there's three basic parts to it, or three sections. The first section is about getting clarity. If you don't know what you want, how are you supposed to recognize it when you see it? And from another point of view, if you're going to ask God or the universe to bring you your sweetheart, you better give some idea of what she's like. You don't have to, but it makes a huge difference, because part of getting clarity is also getting clear on what kind of relationship you want to experience. So it doesn't have to be your forever love if that's not what you're ready for, but you need to create the experience you're looking for, including figuring out what all of your deal breakers are. The second part is working on your inner self so that you're more attractive externally. So I don't mean getting a better haircut. I mean there are exercises in the second phase that help you to literally have a brighter, more attractive aura or energy. You just vibe better and people look at you. The third part is learning how to deal with your baggage, which is the most important part, really.
So how do people who want to take your course get it?
So all they have to do is go to How to Attract Your Soulmate, How to Attract YourSoulmate.com, and you can read all about it right there.
Okay. So, I've been at this dating business for over 10 years, and because of the research that I have done, I've gotten two or three books out of it. Mm-hmm. And my last foray into this was to try to help people not get scammed.
Yeah.
And I wrote a book called The Definitive Guide to Recognizing and Avoiding Romantic Relationship Scammers and Catfishers, which mm-hmm. is available on Amazon. Well, I spent 6 months, and most of my inquiries went into Africa, Nigeria, and Ghana, and I got to know these criminals pretty well, and took their kind of playbook of how they would try to scam you and put it into this book. So after I got it written, then I decided I had written another book and put it together with this one, so that if you determine that somebody's not a scammer and you want to get to know them, it was how to develop real intimacy with anyone anywhere in the world in less than 6 hours. And that mm-hmm. has to do with being on the telephone, and you can do it in a few hours. And you try to find out maybe 100 different things that might be important in a relationship. Your likes, your dislikes, your religious philosophy, your financial philosophy. And depending on how many of these things you're on the same page with, predicts how likely it is that you can forge a long-term relationship. So you get two books for one, and like I said, that's available on Amazon.com. Now, what can you tell me? I noticed in your media kit that you have some ideas or expertise on another topic that I am tremendously interested in, because I've been doing it for 30 years, and that's addiction. Tell me something interesting about addiction from your point of view.
Absolutely. But first, I just want to acknowledge those books you've written sound incredible, just amazing. Thank you for taking the time to do that research for us. Addiction is something that is very close to my heart, as both of my parents had horrific drug problems. I mean, they were smoking cocaine night and day from the time I was 8 until I was 19. They didn't stop, really, except to sleep. So I spent my childhood trying to figure out why people would ruin their lives just for some white powder. And it was a lifelong study until I invented how to overcome addictions without willpower. And let me tell you the number one key component to my program to ending addiction, and it does work. The key component is that most people's addiction has an emotional root cause. They have emotional pain that is so severe that they need to take something to make themselves feel better because they don't feel good. And they keep taking whatever that is or taking stronger things because they can't make themselves feel better naturally. Now, there's a couple exceptions, of course, heroin and crystal meth. You start those and sometimes you're addicted right away. But even then, people tend to go back or fall back into it because of emotional pain. And if you can erase that permanently, which is what we can do, then you'll see the cravings disappear. And when you don't have cravings, you don't have an addiction.
So how do you advise people, counsel them or whatever, on making that happen?
Well, what they really want to do is go through my training program online. Want to go through the 7 steps to reprogramming yourself, which is where you learn how to erase negative emotions and negative repeating patterns and thoughts permanently, because that's how you get rid of the real pain that's driving you to drink or to smoke or whatever your thing is. Then you go through my health courses and you learn how to detox the body without getting sick. And at the end of the 4th one, that's when I tie it all together into how to overcome addictions without willpower. Because you got to work on the body and the mind, not just one little piece of yourself. So that's the easiest way to go, is just go through my training and then apply it yourself. Otherwise, you can contact my office and see if one of my certified practitioners will work with you.
Well, I've been saying for the last 30 years, you can't will yourself to stop doing addictive behaviors, because the addictive behaviors are always stronger than willpower, so I agree with you on that. And I found that the root cause for addictions, and there's over 30 that I help people with, is low self-esteem. You don't feel good enough about yourself. And you kind of alluded to that with respect to perhaps in your early years, things happened to you that destroyed your self-esteem. But regardless of where you find yourself, it's that low self-esteem that keeps driving you to try to find something that's going to fix the problem. And so that's what I try to help people primarily, is to permanently increase their self-esteem to the point that they don't need to look externally to find something to fix themselves with. Okay, so you told us about how to get to one of your programs. Well, what about the other programs?
Well, if you visit my website for the entirety of my courses, I have 29 courses. It's TotalHealthMasteryUSA.com. TotalHealthMasteryUSA.com. And the very first course that's talked about there is that 7 Steps to Reprogramming Yourself course, where you learn how to erase the negative emotions and repeating negative thoughts permanently. But on that website, you can watch videos about all of my courses, and there are quite a few free ones that you can sign up for, like Why Your Life Is the Way It is one of the free courses I offer.
Right. Well, that getting rid of those negative emotions, in those negative emotions and in your baggage, your history, is the cause of the low self-esteem in most people, I would think. And so this might be an excellent opportunity to get rid of that, which is standing in the way of you having a happy and contented life.
Absolutely right, Wynn. know, most of the reprogramming techniques you hear about are about the conscious mind. You know, if someone really thinks that they are not a good person or they're not worthy of love or of success, then that's a big problem. They've got to turn around their thinking and begin to realize that we are all born for happiness, that we all deserve to be happy and to be successful and to be loved. But once we change it consciously, we still have the job of taking out from what's stuck inside of our body, which is where our unconscious mind is, the terrible things that have happened to us that act like buttons that get pushed, and these old emotions just come up as things happen in life that trigger our past pains. And if we don't deal with those, we're going to find that we're going to end up with cravings as well. So you got to work on both parts of your conscious and unconscious mind.
Absolutely. So, Arnaud, what other things that you know, which there are a lot of, could you briefly summarize so that the listeners can understand, perhaps, and see themselves in what you're going to say that would drive them to your website?
Well, are you asking what are the different things I can offer them in terms of different types of courses and information?
Well, that's certainly a part of it, but if I'm just sitting here listening to this podcast and you say, well, if you think this way, do this way, have these symptoms or whatever, you're going to be a great candidate for what I can teach. Is there anything there that you could say the people pick up on?
If you find that different things trigger you and you're really aware of what your triggers are, so your spouse or your sweetheart or your kids or your job, there's certain things that just keep triggering you and it's the same stuff over and over, that's the kind of thing you can erase with my program. If you find that you keep replaying the same patterns in your life, like you keep dating the same kind of person, but they all have a different name, you have the same relationship patterns, or you find that you have the same financial patterns, no matter how many courses you take on how to make more money, no matter how many degrees you get, you still have the same financial patterns. Those are the types of things that you want to take my course to address, because that's what we do, is we address the root cause of where these patterns come from. I'm just talking about my first course. If you go further into my system, you'll learn about your body. You'll learn how to develop amazing relationships. You'll learn more about money. You'll learn about various subjects that are going to change your life. But if you wake up in the morning and you realize you want to make your life different than the way it is right now, if it's not exactly your dream life, I would encourage you to at least take a look at some of my free YouTube videos, some of my free courses, and see if you put your toe in the water just how nice it feels.
Well, that's certainly a lot of things for people listening to think about, and then after they think about it, to do the action step, which is to get in touch with you.
Yes. Yeah, you can either go to TotalHealthMasteryUSA.com, to my main website, or if you're interested in relationships straight away, go to HowToAttractYourSoulmate.com. You'll see my name there, Arnaud Garand. Then you can go to my YouTube channel, and I've got tons of free videos where you can just start learning. If you're not living your dreams right now, you really deserve to. You really do.
Well, Arnaud, it was really great to have you on the show and for you to explain this, because there are so many people listening that have this problem or these problems, and they don't know who to ask. They don't know where to go. And you've given them an idea of something that is effective and will work, and I hope they get back with you.
Well, thank you, and I've had quite a few students come up to me and cry and say, thank you for saving my life. I've spent over $100,000 searching the planet, taking every course, seeing every shaman, reading every book, talking to every therapist, and nothing's ever worked until I met you. And that is a common story. That's not a, you know, results may vary type of thing. That's a normal testimonial for my courses. And I also have people who came in happy and transformed their life to a greater degree. One of my favorite stories is Gail Jahardo. Her son died when he was only 19 or 20 years old. She was depressed, which put her into great debt. She was not doing very well, and she erased all of her pain from her son's death, started a new career in the health field, became a broker in health insurance, and had over 1,600 people below her. She managed all of San Diego and Orange County. Then she did double what she was expected to do in terms of number volume. Then she took my money class and created a $15,000 a month side income within 5 weeks, sent me a photo of her brand new Mercedes that she bought in cash, and she transformed every area of her life, her finances, her health, her love life, and she reclaimed that spunk that was the natural her that was gone. You know, she was not in a good place, and her spunky, passionate energy is there every time I see her, and those are the kinds of people that I'm looking for to become students, to people who are ready to make that kind of a transformation in their life.
Well, thank you so much for what you do for people. And it's an honor to be able to talk with you today and to share your story. And my story, which you've heard over the years, is to spread that message that there is a cure for all addictive behaviors. It's a spiritual cure. And the treatment program is profiled in my book, Freedom from Addiction 3, which is available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. I tell you that if you meet three simple criteria, you will get well, because everybody that meets these three simple criteria gets well. And I have two free resources where you can start your journey. The first, I'm going to give you the link to my podcast, which is the longest-running spiritual radio, internet, podcast, and radio show in the country. It's been going on for over 20 years. And that address is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. You spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. Don't put in any spaces or any capitalizations. And that link will take you directly to the most recent program. So you will go to Arnaud's program until I have another guest. But then you can scroll back, and there's over 200 programs there. You can scroll back, and when you see his program, if you want to hear it, just press on it. The other thing that I mentioned earlier was my website, which is www.revwynhendersonmd.com. And you'll find a lot of information and programs there on that website that can give you an opportunity to have the happiest long-term life that you possibly could have. Thanks again.
Reverend Wynn, you spell your first name W-I-N-N, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
All right, so it's Rev Wynn Henderson, right?
Yeah, MD.com.
MD.com. Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It was a blast.
For me, too.